Okay, so we are going to conclude Perek Chaf Hei today. And then we're going to go back and discuss, hopefully, some of the things. Actually, next week I'm hoping to do a summary of the first 25 Prokim of Tanya.
That's going to be this year?
I hope so. So now, there's one Bnei Yisrael I want to learn about the Perek we're going to learn tonight. We might do that first. Tonight, in Perek Chaf Hei, the Baal Tanya answers the opening question. V'zeu shekosuf. This is the meaning of Ki kore ve'lecha hadova me'oid. With the emphasis on the me'oid. It's not just close to you. It is exceedingly close to you. What does it mean it's close to you? How can anybody say this? This is impossible to be Jewish. And it's getting harder as time goes on. How can the Torah say that it's exceedingly close to you? Zog de Balatanya, that is because Shebechol Eisu Bechol Shah, at any moment and at any time, and in any time in history, Bi Yodai Shal Adam Ubirishusai, it is in our power and isn't in his domain, Lahaviru Achstus, to overcome the temporary insanity, Vashikha Mikirbay, and forgetfulness, Velizkar. How do we do this? By remembering Ula Oirer Avosei L'Hashem Echad, and to awaken the love to Hashem, but not the love that he discussed in the first 18 chapters, which required contemplation and thinking. No, not that love. We're talking here about the innate, inborn, natural love that exists in every Jew. That's the love which is Karoiv Ma'id. That's the love that's easy to arouse.
One second, what chapter are you
doing? Perek Chaf Hei.
You do Chaf Hei.
Yes, we did. Last week.
It's not online then.
No? I think he just put it on
two days
ago. Alright, so we got to touch upon, we're going to have to go back and touch upon some points then. Alright.
That was like, okay.
Right. Now, so the person has the ability to go back and to arouse and to awaken the Ahavat Hashem Echad HaMesuteres Bivadeh Bilvavai B'lishum Safik. That love which is concealed in his heart without any doubt. So far this is before Perikov Dal. I'll point out the things as we go that you may have missed. V'zeh Shiksiv. This is the meaning of Uvilavavcha. The Pasuk adds the words The Pasuk says, it's in your mouth, and in your heart. What does it mean in your heart? Because this love is naturally there, as he discussed earlier, in the heart of every Jew. Now he adds a tremendous chiddush. The Pasuk says that there needs to be both love and fear. And you're telling us here that what we have, Birusha, what we have is an inheritance from our forefathers due to the fact that they were a Merkava. We have Ahavas Hashem. Oh, if that's the case, how do you end up with Dechilu? How do you end up with fear? Where's the fear? Says the Baal HaTanya, no, V'nichlal bo gam Dechilu. Fear is included. What's the fear of? Da'ainu sheloi liparet b'shumai from Yechudu v'achduzi yizbarach shumai. That is, that a person is afraid of severing his relationship with the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much is a person afraid? As we discussed earlier, a person would rather go to their death than to be severed from the Achdus Hashem. So look how great the fear is of being severed. The fear is so great that a person would rather go to their death. But the Shum Tam V'Seichel Musik. And it's all done without any intellectual arguments, without any proofs. Ela b'teva eliki, it is the godly nature of a Jew. Now he comes and says, you're going to ask, well, how does that apply to everyday life? Yeah, that's good when a person is faced with a sword on his neck and he's told to bow down to the cross. But how is it going to pertain to every day? Because v'kolshkein b'shviras hatayves hakalam yisure misa. Isn't it obvious that if we just think about how much more sense it makes when it comes to shviras hatayves, to overcoming any temporary lust and desire, hakalam yisuri misa, which is so much easier than death. Isn't it so much easier for one to overcome a temporary lust? He says, oh, whether I'm talking about even some small issue not to violate the words of Chazal, not to transgress Hashem's will. What does this have to do with Mesiras Nefesh? Says the Baal Tanya, the critical words. This is what we discussed last week in Perek Chav Dalid. Because each and every Avera, as small as it might be, severs a person from his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'moi b'avoy d'zara mamish b'shas ma'isa. I want you to understand, he says, that even a small violation of Divrei Soifrim severs a person's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he is doing it to the same degree that one severs their relationship with Avodah Zarah.
Even afterwards?
No. So that's a distinction. Right. During the time, the person is severed to the same degree that they are severed by Avodah Zarah. Are you going to try arguing logic? You're going to say to me, come on, how could you compare? By other Averis, you could do tshuva. He says, well, you could do tshuva for Avodah Zarah too. We have a very, very broad, liberal tshuva dictum. You're going to ask another bam kasha. You're going to say that Chazal tell us that somebody who says, I'm going to do an Avera, and then I'm going to do tshuva, is a must speak of the other last tshuva Chazal say, and some interpret it meaning that he can't do tshuva any longer, says the Baal HaTanya, and this is one of the in all the Talmid Baal Shem, it does not mean he cannot do tshuva. That's simply not true. What it means is, every other Avera, if a person doesn't say, I'm going to do it and then do tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shlom creates opportunities and special times that the person will do tshuva. By Echtav Ashev, I'm going to do an Avera and then do tshuva, there he doesn't get that heavenly assistance. But if he pushes forth, and he does tshuva, nothing stands before tshuva. So don't try giving me that argument to make a distinction between Avodah Zarah and other chatoim, because it's not true. And yet, despite that, v'afal pikein kol yesh Yisrael muchan emezumen limsanav she'akadushas Hashem. And despite this severance, every Jew is prepared to give their life on Kiddush Hashem, shalei d'shtach, v'slavei d'zor, not to bow down. What's more, afil l'fisha, even if it's only he's going to be a Christian for a day, v'lasis tshuva achach, and he knows that the time is going to do tshuva afterwards. So why doesn't he do it? The reason is because all of us have built into us a Ur Hashem, which is there and will not allow itself to be corrupted. It exists above time, meaning the Ur Hashem that exists in the Neshama is like a Kodesh Baruch Hu itself that is not bound by time. All we need to do, he says, unbelievable tip here, is tie into the energy of the godliness within ourselves, which is eternal, to assist us in overcoming a temporary thrill of an Avera. So that's with regard to Sur Meira, to getting away from doing evil. We have to get used to training ourselves to say, hey, this is ridiculous. Why would I allow myself to be severed from Achdus Hashem?
What will they do with the Moranos?
There were. I mean, they addressed that. What do you do with the numerous people throughout the ages?
Right. So is that why...
That did do it.
Is that why the chorus is the worst thing?
He addresses that a little bit more in Igeres HaTshuva, the distinction between chorus, Misi Bidei Shemayim, other Averis.
I'm saying chorus is, if you're saying it, you've always tapped that into it, but chorus is...
Right.
What I'll do. So therefore, you're never going to have that.
Yeah, no, the getting back is much more difficult.
Well, can you ever get back?
I think he says he can. Just requires a much stronger form of tshuva. Okay, so that's by the Sur Meira. But v'hein b'pchines v'asei toiv. He says, I want you to understand that this power of tying into the energy of the neshama is just as valuable in the realm of asei toiv, in the realm of doing good, lizga b'kari, b'gvura v'ayim talev, to overcome like a lion with tremendous force and strength of heart, neged hayetzer hamachbid es gufay, to counter the Yetzirah that makes heavy his being, umapil olav etzla, or atzela, it throws upon the person lethargy, mebchines yisayda avash amenavash abahamiyas, which comes from the source of earth, which as we discussed in the first and second chapter, is the element of earth that's in the nefesh abahamiyas. And what does he do? He stops him elatriach gufay bezrizus bechol mini toirach vavei namasa bavei des Hashem. Don't work so hard. Don't do it so quickly. It's not necessary. Anything that has shiyash b'toirach v'omal, anything which has work and toil, kigon lamoil b'toira, like toiling in a Torah concept, bi'iyun u'bepeh, in diligence, looking deeply into something, or verbally, like pasuk pume migirsa, k'mayim chazal, like Chazal say that our mouths should not stop from learning Torah. Lo ilam yosim adam atzmei al divrei Torah kishor la'ayir kachamar lamasi. A person tells that a person should place himself, when it comes to the study of Torah, like an axe to its yoke, and like a donkey to its peckle. What about putting forth the work that we need to put forth to daven properly? And the same applies to other forms of service of Hashem. Anything which is financial. Like giving charity. Like we find by so many of the battles that the Yetzirah sets out and his tricks, likarer nefesh ha'adam, he cools us down with all kinds of wisdom and etzes. To do what? No, don't. You got to be careful with your money. Ubi is gufay. What about your health? He says, we must know and believe that to get up and battle that Yetzirah, it is Karev Ma'id. It is exceedingly close. How? It seems so far. Here it is. Kishiyos Simel Liboy. If we really take to heart, Shelinatzeyach Hayetzir Becholzev Yosemizah, that to overcome our evil inclination with all of these things we mentioned, and much more than these things that we mentioned, v'la'sois ha'pechoi mamish kal me'oid mi'yisurei misa Hashem yishmerenu. If we believe and recognize that to do any of the things that we mentioned is much easier than the pain of death, may Hashem protect us. And we all know that we would accept upon ourselves the pain of death. Not to sever ourselves from Hashem, even temporarily. If that's the case, how much more so? He throws in here such an unbelievable monkey wrench. He says, if we would go to our deaths, rather than to sever our relationship, even though we know that that severance was only for a moment, that we were going to bow down. Nonetheless, we wouldn't do it. How much more so a kiyum mitzvah, which is eternal. He throws in the eternity of it, because we think it's a moment. He says, no, every mitzvah is eternal unto itself. Dehainu kishiyasir itzayni yizbarach b'avaydazu, when we will fulfill Hashem's will through whatever form of service we're doing, yizgal ba pnimis ratzin alyim b'pchinis panim v'gilu rav, when, as we discussed in Perikov Gimel, when we go ahead and we fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are revealing the panim kaviyach, the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a tremendous revelation, v'loy behestik klal, without any concealments, putting on tefillin, making kiddush, whatever it is gilui ratzon Hashem, open ratzon without any concealment. If we are mamish face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire, as I end up in different klalu klalius yeshu davef na'atzmai abazoi binich gonished. If I'm face to face with the Ratzon Hashem, there is no period, there's no separation between me and him. And when we fulfill the mitzvahs, our godly soul, and our animal soul, and all of the levushim, our thoughts, and our speech, and our action, kulam yuchadais b'tachlis hayichud, they're all unified with the most extreme form of unity and oneness, b'ratzon elyon v'ayin seif baruch hu k'nal, with Hashem's ratzon and the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single time we do a mitzvah. And he expresses this concept further, v'yichud zeh, Lemaila, and this unity above, Hu Nitzchi, it is eternal, Li Oilam Void, forever and ever. Why does it have to be that way? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Ratzon. And my putting on tefillin, my davening, my benching is His Ratzon. The minute I enter His realm and I'm out of the human realm, I'm in the realm of eternity. I'm in the realm of Nitzchi. V'chein Gili Ratzon Shebidiburai. Shia Torah, every gili ratzon that's in my speech, which is the speech of Torah, hu nitzchi, it too is eternal. Ukemesh ksiv, there's a pasuk. Udvar elekeinu yakom le'olam. Udvar chayim v'kayamim. The word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists forever, his words are eternal. Le'yachliv le'yamidos le'olamim. He never switches his word. We're entering a realm of eternity. Ella. Shalamata, we think here below, hitachas hazman. We think here below, it's within the realm of time. Here it seems to us that due to the fact that we are living within the confines of time, so it's only during that time that we're studying or we're fulfilling a mitzvah. Because afterwards, when we go ahead and we dabble with, you know, gutting the beer, so then we're already nifrid from that yichud here below. Vahino, he says, I want to point out that's only kishoesek bidvarim b'telem ligamri. When do we become nifrid? Only if what we're dealing with are things which are complete stupidity. Narishkeit. Shein b'em tzorech klal l'avodas Hashem. Only something that has no purpose in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. And I want you to understand that even though temporarily we may go off and do something which has no purpose, and we should be able to connect everything to Avodas Hashem. But even if we didn't, despite this, when we go back afterwards and we return to serving Hashem with Torah and with Tefillah, and we request forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for I'll show you Efshalei Lasek Oz B'Torah, for the fact that we possibly could have studied Torah then, V'lo Yasek, and yet we didn't. Hashem Yislach Lo, Hashem will forgive him. K'mayim HaChazal, like Chazal tell us, Avra Mitzvah Saseh V'Shav, if a person transgresses a positive mitzvah and repents, Leizaz Mishamat Shamaych L'Nai, he won't move from that until he's forgiven. U'Lazeh, and for this very reason, Tiknu Birchas Lach Lona Shalosh Pama B'Chol Yoyim, says a Marid Gechidish. It is because of Bittul Torah that Anshe Knesset HaGdoila instituted this brach of Slach Lono 3 times a day. Alav in Bittul Torah. Taka for this Avera. Shein Adam Nitzel Bimena B'chol Yoyim. No person can get away without it every day. K'maya Tomid. Shein Mechapa Mitzvah Saseh. Like we find that the Tomid would atone for positive mitzvahs that were missed. You're going to tine, if that's the case, that I'm relying on the fact that I'm saying slach lonu, and that's how I'm getting out of it, then I'm an echte v'ashuv. Says, no way. Vein ze echte v'ashuv. This is not what Chazal are referring to when they speak so horribly about someone who says, I will sin and then I will repent. then it says about that person that he can't do tshuva. No. Elim Kain. That's talking about Shebishas Hachet Mamish Husaymech Ala Tshuva. That's talking about a person who says, oh, don't worry about it. I'll eat the treif now because I know that there's tshuva later. Like I write elsewhere, that's when the tshuva itself becomes the catalyst for the Avera. Finally, ubezeh yuvan, with this we understand, lama tziva ambayit sherabeinu ala vashalom b'mishnah Torah, lidoyer shenichnesu la'oretz. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the generation that's going into the land, likreis krishma pamayim b'chol yoyim, to read the Shema twice a day. Ayim v'noyra, what he's going to say now. Why did, he's giving a reason for the mitzvah of krishma. Why is there a mitzvah to read it twice a day? Because it says in so many Sefer Kodesh that when a person says Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they are supposed to have in mind that even if they'd be tortured by the most awful torture, that we would go to our deaths rather than to convert. And a person is supposed to conjure up that image. What's the problem? Why would they possibly do that? Moshe Rabbeinu promised them they're never going to have another guy that's going to threaten them. So why do they need Mesiras Nefesh? Ela mishum shekiyum hatoyro mitzvayseh tolui bezeh. Look what he's saying here. He's saying that unless you learn the first 25 chapters of Tanya, you can't be Jewish. He's saying here, because all of Kiyum HaTorah V'Mitzvahs is dependent upon what we've just discussed in the last 25 Prakim, She'yizka Tomid Inyan Mesiris Nafshei L'Hashem HaYichudai, that a Jew intrinsically built into the essence of our neshama, we have the ability and the nature to go to our deaths for Kiddush Hashem. And we need to keep it in front of our eyes in the morning and at night. If we want to be Jewish all day long, we cannot allow this thought of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to veer from our memories. Because if we utilize this Karev Ma'od is the concept of Krishma and the ability to be Meisir Nefesh. If we keep that in mind, b'zayuch alam neged Yitzray, this gives us the power to access our innate internal godliness and to use it to battle the Yitzhara. L'natzchay tomid b'chol eisu b'chol shoha k'niz ba'alel. Half of a fella.
I have a question. You know, you said...